Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The morning after.
With the news in your mouth.
It's Chrissy Bones, NFL news. There's a big game tomorrow night, Corey. Big one and big D tomorrow night. Thursday night football, red hot. 10-1 Saints visit the 6-5 Cowboys. Everyone in the NFC East needs a win. Narlins, -7.5, I think. Dallas defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, though, has something to say about the Saints' high-powered offense. Lawrence says, quote, they're going to have to match our intensity, S-bomb, for 60 minutes straight. If you hit a MF-er in the mouth, they ain't going to do what they regularly do. Then you effing choke their bleep out.
Wow. Yeah,
there you go.
I like his confidence.
I'm ready to watch this game.
DeMarcus Lawrence sets the table right there, so hopefully he can go out on the football field and back it up. But that's Drew Brees on the other side, and that offense can get real.
Also fired up, Jags executive VP Tom Coughlin has had enough. Coughlin went on a radio rant Tuesday defending the moves he's made, saying, quote, we were a whistle away. We're a whistle, and we're in the Super Bowl, and that's my position, okay? But I'll put the gloves on with anybody that wants to talk about what moves we made, end quote.
Yeah, let's talk about you're kind of Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson on the board to draft Leonard Fournette. Let's talk about that one, Tom.
But it's easy to go back in time. Nobody,
they needed Bortles sucked back then, too.
When they drafted Leonard Fournette, where people complained about it, but it's a little misdeceiving there. Tom Coughlin's not defending the team. Tom Coughlin basically stated, you know what? We made it so close last year, I was kind of stuck with these guys. Like, he's not saying, I'll go to war with these guys. He basically stated in the interview, yeah, there's changes coming, and there's going to be more changes coming. Yeah.
He's defending the moves he made, or that he may make.
Yeah, well, he's, yeah, well.
Whatever, when he was done, they were still 3-8 and lost five straight.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Defending the moves. He hasn't made any moves.
Leonard Fournette, suspension upheld. He will miss Sunday's game against the Colts.
He's not happy with Leonard Fournette at all.
No, I wouldn't be either.
In hockey, we never talk about hockey, but why not? The Buffalo Sabres have gone from worst to first. Congratulations, Gabe, with a 3-2 win over San Jose Tuesday night, making Buffalo the first team ever to finish the previous season with the worst record in the NHL, then lead the NHL in points after 25 games the following season. The last team that was tied for first after having the worst record goes all the way back to the 67-68 Bruins.
I am happy for the Buffalo Sabre fans who are Buffalo Bill fans, but I don't have the same passion for the Buffalo Sabres. I pull for them. I hope they do well, but it is the same ownership group as the Buffalo Bills. It's the same fans. The Buffalo Bills, of course, are a cursed franchise, but the Sabres are the same. I mean, they got screwed over in the Stanley Cup Finals. Brett Hull was in the crease. It shouldn't have been a goal. So hopefully Buffalo sports fans can have something to cheer for. And the Buffalo Bulls should win the MAC championship this week, too.
In the NBA last night, we talked about the Raptors going 18-4. The Nuggets are hot, too, 14-7 now. Nuggets 117, Lakers 85 in Denver. It was the Nuggets' biggest
another great performance
of the Lakers.
From the GOAT.
The 32-point win, surpassing a 29-point margin of victory in 1993. Babe. Paul Millsap, Jamal Murray, Malik Beasley, 20 points apiece for the Nugs. L.A. still without Rajon Rondo.
How many points did LeBron have?
I wasn't going to mention his name because you're tired of hearing his name, so I didn't even look.
14.
14 points for the GOAT.
He mailed it in.
L.A. without Rajon Rondo has missed six games with a broken right hand. Lonzo Ball, too, also now injured in this one, missing most of the second half with a left ankle sprain.
Lonzo Ball sucks, bro. He's just terrible.
I wouldn't go that far, Gabe. I would not say Lonzo Ball sucks.
Jamal Murray, Jamal Murray schooled him again last night. It's comical.
Your hate towards the Los Angeles Lakers is not becoming.
I like the Lakers.
It's not becoming of you, Gabe.
I like the Lakers. I live in L.A.
No, you don't.
I like the Lakers.
It's not becoming of you.
I think it's sad to see a non-Laker like LeBron James saunter around like he's Kobe or Magic Johnson or something.
Really?
And
But you root for the Dodgers.
I think it's Dodgers.
Manny Machado was sauntering around like he was a Los Angeles Dodger.
What does Manny Machado have to do?
You wasn't complaining about that when you was rooting for your Dodgers who got swept by the booty grabbers.
No, the LeBron James trying to insert himself into this Laker brand. They don't even want him there.
They don't want him there.
Real Laker fans, Corey, don't want him there.
You got to be kidding me, Gabe. No. You didn't see at a party they was having when they got son on the team?
Yeah, a bunch of dumb millennials that don't know jack about anything.
God.
There's a reason why people were defacing his murals. He ain't Kobe. He's not Magic Johnson. He's not one of them. He's a Cleveland Cavalier, bro. He should have stayed in Cleveland.
Why? So he could be on a whack team that can't beat nobody?
Well, he's the greatest. He can carry them, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
full
true.
Slate. Full slate in the NBA tonight. Hawks, Hornets, Knicks, Sixers, Jazz, Nets, Mavs, Rockets, Bulls, Bucks, Spurs, T-Wolves, Wizards, Pelicans, Cavs, Thunder, Magic, Trailblazers, Suns, Clippers. Any of that sound good, guys?
Pretty fast. Did Michelle, can you tell who's playing?
No, did you say when the Sixers are playing?
I didn't say anything about that. They're playing tonight. There's too many to mention
the
times.
Play the Knicks
college
tonight.
Football, and Joe Lisi can shake this out for us when he comes on later on. The college football playoffs had its first major shakeup in a month. Georgia moves into the number 4 slot, vacated by Michigan. Ohio State jumps to 6. So lots of scenarios, guys. If Georgia lost to Alabama, of course, this weekend, coupled with Oklahoma beating Texas, could put the Sooners in.
Yeah, I would.
Georgia's got to beat Alabama.
Oklahoma's in the driver's seat right now because they're playing against Texas. Ohio State are playing Northwestern. Texas are ranked higher than Northwestern.
Pitt can't beat Clemson, right? And Notre Dame is done.
So the only way...
Which is specious. Why do they get to only play 12 games? It's not fair.
This is why it could get ugly here for Northwestern. Ohio State are going to need to murder them.
And they will.
Yeah, they're going to need to win like 63-0 or something to say, hey, look what we just did.
But can they, though?
No. The morning after continues.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, the morning after continues. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci alongside Michelle Serpico, Corey Parson. Thanks to Robert Townsend, the legendary actor, producer, for joining us. Joe Lisi will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk some college football. Of course, the playoff rankings came out last night. Alabama still number 1. Clemson, of course, number 2. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who do not have a championship game conference to play in. They've already done their work. They're in right now. And now you've got Georgia in the 4 spot, Oklahoma in the 5 spot, and Ohio State in the 6 spot. Michigan's right there at 7. But obviously Michigan are not going to the playoffs. There's talk of Michigan playing against UCF right now in the Sugar Bowl.
Here's the problem with that is, right?
What, Michigan versus UCF?
Yeah, here's the problem with that. Michigan is not going to take that game as serious because they're going to feel like, oh, we could have been in the playoff. We lost that one game. So now they go down to the Sugar Bowl, and it's like, oh, we got to deal with this. We got another game at the national championship, and then UCF will pick them off because it means more to UCF.
It will be bigger. Well, UCF caught Auburn in a spot like that.
Very similar. Same type of thing.
Auburn were just sort of, whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever, yeah.
UCF comes out to make a name for themselves. I think Harbaugh would put the fire out and realize – if he can win that bowl game, if he wins the Rose Bowl or he wins the Cotton Bowl or the Sugar Bowl, whatever the hell they end up in, and they're going to end, Michigan are ending up in one of these big games. They
There'll
just
be
need
a
to
New
see.
Year's Day bowl game.
Yeah. Not just New Year's. Like, they're not going to be in the Outback Bowl. They're going to be in one of the
premier bowls.
Like I said, the Sugar Bowl is kind of locked in through a conference affiliation.
Yeah.
But it's kind of complicated and kind of stupid. But, like, basically, the Sugar Bowl is supposed to get the SEC champion.
Yeah.
Except the SEC champion
will be in the championship.
Will be in a championship.
So the Sugar Bowl will have Georgia.
So then suddenly it changes what they, like some of these bowls almost prefer if they don't get locked into their deal. Then they can say, you know what? Now we can get Michigan from the Big Ten. Let's bring him in here.
Notre Dame. Well, not Notre Dame this year, but let's go snag a major route with a fan base that travels well.
Listen, you see how Michigan is a football game that people want to watch.
I would watch that.
And people will go to. You know, UCF have a lot of fans. Michigan still have backers, barely, after what happened last week. Hey, Joe Lisi will join us. We'll talk college football. We'll jump into the NBA, NFL, all that and more.
The fantasy. Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
You are listening to The Morning After on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Live chat, video stream on YouTube, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, American Forces Network. I see our man Bob in the chat asking if we're taking calls today. We'll get you on, Bob. The countdown to Bob's arrival is on
Yay,
right now.
Hey, I can't wait.
Yeah, we realize Bob's going to be here on your weather
December
report.
7th. Oh, yeah, he'll be here on the day of my
Friday's
weather
is
report.
Weather.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we got to get Bob up there
at the
Fantasy Sports Network weather desk with you.
Yeah.
Imagine
Bob can
do
help
something
me.
Crazy if you do that. I don't want to. It's going to be a cleanup. Cleanup in Studio 34.
Yeah, Bob and his brother coming in, rolling in.
Doubled action.
I just see them rolling in with like baseball bats and like smashing everyone down.
They might.
Yeah, the Bob and crew are going to roll in. The Vermont crew.
And they're bringing us pizza.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. And at least somebody's bringing
I'm about
something.
To say, yeah, right? Do more than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, besides Taylor Stevens and Sonny Vega.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. They bought us donuts and gave me Canadian money.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, do you still have the Canadian money?
I do. I'm about to go change it in because I need it.
You've been
we
saving,
all know why. Yeah.
You've been saving it for a rainy day.
I've been saving it for a rainy day.
So, yeah, you're $20. You're probably going to get back about 17, 18. It's not that
all
bad.
Right. No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
where do I go to turn it and exchange it?
There's probably places around here, but they'll probably rip you off because it's like tourist places.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going
to. Just go to a bank. Just go to your local bank.
TD Bank?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll go to TD Bank.
Go to your local bank.
When I leave here.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Bob.
Put it on your wish list.
Bob's going to be in the house. I see people in chat saying they're only here for Bob's call. that's why they're here.
They're waiting for you. You know, how long is it going to be? My bad.
Settle down, Bob. We'll get you on. Bob, we'll get you on in this hour, right, Bob? So I was talking about this NBA stuff. So Stony Brook University actually did a study, and it wasn't really, I said, don't they have anything better to do, but they're trying to prove a point about sleep deprivation. And I've talked a lot about this over the years, actually, and I should really practice what I preach. Like, how many hours a night do you sleep, Michelle? Like, are you?
Last night, not a lot. I didn't sleep well last night. I try to get, like, at least 5 to 6, but then I nap when I get home usually.
See, that's not a lot,
like
trying to get
no,
5 or 6.
No, it's not. It's really not.
So you go to bed at, like, 1 in the morning and wake up at, like, 6 in the morning type thing?
No, I go to bed at, like, 11 and wake up at 5.
Wow. That's hardcore. What time you go to bed at, Corey?
I know. Recently, I've been getting to bed earlier. Last night, I went to sleep at 10:30.
10:30.
Sometimes I can go to sleep at 10:30, but
I get to bed early. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I
haven't gone to bed at 10:30 since I'm like 6 years old.
See, I'm a professional. You know what I'm saying? As a professional, I understand that, you know, for my talent to be on full display.
See, people can't hear or see Michelle. Like, Michelle's actually like holding back laughter.
I don't understand
I've
why.
I've never seen you laugh so hard, Michelle. Look at her.
I don't.
She's actually blushing.
You don't really go to sleep that early.
I've been going to sleep
well, okay,
lately.
Last night,
I've been
but that's
going,
not a consistent
no,
thing.
No, lately I've been going to sleep much earlier because okay. being a being
Cause
a
because he had nothing to eat and he had no money, so
you
he was depressed.
No,
so
girl,
he's
no,
I ate well last night. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got people that take care of me. Nobody here. But the thing about it is, as a professional, you want to get to bed. I try to get to bed earlier so in the morning I can be the best talent that I can be.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Says the guy that came in last week and said, I didn't watch the game, all right? greatest Monday night of all time is I didn't see it.
Right.
I don't know. I could argue I'm a professional. I'm staying up late actually watching the games.
That's true, you know.
Actually watching the games.
I watched the games, too.
No, but
I watched Duke last night.
All kidding.
Duke was the main event last night.
Game started at 7 o'clock. What are you
doing?
Yeah,
no, Duke's on at 9:30.
Yeah, 9:30 game.
The first game
got screwed by a point
The first
late.
Game was good, too. Michigan State and Louisville, they had a tournament atmosphere,
very good
to
game.
It.
So, I forgot that Louisville sort of existed besides
yeah,
getting
Patino,
sanctioned.
Yeah, after Patino.
I think of Louisville, I'm just like,
son,
Patrino.
I don't even know who the coach is, son.
What's that?
You even know who Louisville's coach is now?
Yeah, it's Chris Mack.
Yeah, but I'm like, who's this bald head guy? You know what I'm saying? Where's Pitino? Oh, my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, Chris Mack. He's the dude from Xavier.
Oh, okay.
He's a good coach.
All right, good.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be banging hookers in the desk.
No,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like Clinton and Pitino. And
yeah,
stuff
exactly.
Like
he's not going to have
no cigar smoke in that room.
No, uh-uh.
All right, so as I was stating, sleep deprivation. It actually is a real thing. And me personally, like, I don't sleep enough, and I'm kind of messed up, and I noticed that your performance does go down a little bit when, you know, you just don't sleep enough.
It does.
Now, I've talked about this a lot in the past. The U.S. military did war games as a test, and it was sleep-deprived troops against hammered, drunk troops.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, they basically, it was like a two, three-day type thing, and it was like, basically, they... One platoon didn't sleep. The other platoon got wasted.
Yeah. And then they went to like a obstacle course.
The drunk guys killed them.
I'm sure, of course, yeah, because the drunk guys were lit.
The drunk guys won against the sleep deprived guys. So it's basically they're trying to really, like, sleep deprivation.
Like, they're trying to show how important sleep
is. Yeah, but there's a reason why sleep deprivation is a form of torture.
Yeah.
Right? We as human, you know, we are busy.
I'm not a happy camper when I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah, but 5 and 6 hours really isn't enough, even.
Oh, like, no, it's not.
It isn't. I'm on now, yeah. too. You know, I'm constantly just angry and tired.
That's not because of sleep deprivation.
Yeah. It's a cross of a lot of things,
Corey. Another reason for that.
It's a combination of a lot of things. All right. So, professors from Stony Brook College have published a study in an attempt to understand the impact of sleep deprivation on NBA players, and the easiest way to get data was to track players who were tweeting late into the night.
Okay.
A similar study recently focused on the sleep deprivation and tweeting by the president, Donald Trump. So now they did one on NBA players known for their social media presence. All right. The professors combed through 37,000 tweets, 37 and 73 tweets to be exact, from 112 verified NBA player accounts. Tweets had to be sent in between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. in their own local time zones.
Okay, I was going to ask that. What time zone are we dealing with?
The professors, they think of everything, Corey.
Yeah, because they're professors.
Yeah. Professors then slapped that alongside the info in their next day stat lines to see how they were impacted. Acknowledged that some scheduled tweets and some social media producer push tweets contributed to a little margin of an error. Good point. Some people schedule tweets. I don't even know how to do that.
That's right.
All right. The findings showed across the board points. Players scored 1.14 fewer points and played 2 fewer minutes the next day after tweeting in between 11 and 7.
Wow, so now we're starting to put the pieces together.
1.14 points.
That's interesting.
Now, like the lady says, the professor says, she goes, it doesn't sound like a lot, but she goes, you got 2-3 guys on your team. 3 not points, Corey.
That
teams
makes it
lose
difficult.
By points.
Exactly. Now, how early do you think LeBron James goes to bed?
I think LeBron, I don't know. LeBron.
11?
No.
Depending on what time their game
I would
was.
Say LeBron like 12? Is a 1:30, 2 a.m. type guy.
I would say the same thing.
1:30?
Because
one,
well,
one,
he,
1 a.m.
You can't come home and go to sleep after playing basketball for 2 hours. Your body is too tired.
I need to unwind after a podcast late at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Most players will go out for a meal after.
Yeah.
Sort of that they bring the wind down process. But I would imagine LeBron after a game, probably on his phone, dude, with his boy Maverick. And what about the pizza place today? How's that HBO deal going? The movie going, right?
He'll go home, throw on a highlight program, whatever. Probably talk.
Yeah, he probably has sports that are on the background. Yeah, he does his business.
Savannah and the kids, you know what I'm saying?
He's got business, dude.
Yeah, he probably drink a glass of wine, you know what I'm saying?
Kevin Durant goes back to the room.
By
eats,
himself.
Yeah,
plays video game.
Plays video games and has a burner account burning. Yeah. Like, looking, watching sports. And, look, Westbrook lost. no, went up KD. Huh?
I can see Kevin Durant being on his burner account all night.
You can see Kevin Durant checking in. What's going on Twitter, right?
Wrong account.
Yeah, so they checked out 37,000 tweets from 112 players between the hours of 11 and 7 a.m. in their local time zones. So 1.14 fewer points and played 2 fewer minutes the next day. Their shooting efficiency dropped by 1.7%. And what happens if they tweeted later in the night? Even worse, players who tweeted out between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. see their shooting efficiency drop by 3.6%.
Wow.
and it jumps to 3.95% when they're on the road.
That's crazy.
It's nearly 4% less.
That is. That's wild. So now, so but see, on the road, they probably tweeting after coming out, you know what I'm saying, hanging out.
They'd be out more and away
more.
Yeah,
and then anybody having, like, you might have your little local, you know what I'm saying, side
piece. According to Stony Brook professor Lauren Hale, PhD, just like you.
Yeah, PhD.
We should get Lauren Hale on the show. It might not seem significant when you hear just 1.14 points, but if you have two or three players who are sleep deprived, the points add up.
That's 3 points right there. That's why you ain't cover that number.
Difference between covering and not covering.
There you go.
Like I said, so last night I lost that game by a point. Maybe if those stupid kids weren't tweeting all night, they would hit the free throw. Get off my lawn!
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
We're going to open up the phone lines. I believe our main man, Bob, has been very patient to get on today. Sooner Lisa, big Oklahoma Sooner fan. She's got the greatest, smoothest voice.
Oh,
show.
Yeah?
Yeah, very, nice. Very sexy sounding.
Ooh.
Sooner Lisa. We don't get enough calls from women here.
No, we don't.
Although there's a few women that tune into the network, I know, but we don't get enough calls. I see our man Sonny Vega is out there right now.
Say what up, shout out to Sonny.
Sonny Vega has been released.
Hey, Sonny.
Sonny's a good dude.
I think Sonny got Sonny had an incident over the weekend, Corey.
What happened to Sonny?
I don't know. Like first off, Sonny, you're out of control, Sonny. Now, first off, like basically, Sonny got us kicked out of like a it's a place called Earl's.
What is that?
It's like I'm looking for an equivalent day here. It's like not like an Applebee's or something. It's nicer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's like an upscale sort of?
What's it, Red Chili's? Lobster?
Not better than Chili's.
Chili's is not upscale.
No. I like, if you think it is though, like she's
I
a dream girl.
Chili's. I love Chili's.
Yeah, she's ultra hot. You're hot. If you go on a date, you don't mind going to Chili's?
No, I love Chili's.
Good. See, I like your style.
What about Olive Garden?
No, it's better than Olive. There's not really
Red Lobster.
Cheesecake Factory.
No, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's like an upscale sort of bar. It's sort of like this place. It's like Versa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's sort of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Overrated?
Douchebag. There's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
So, sort of like, you know, douchier sort of wannabes in suits. And,
yeah.
Hey, I'm hip and I'm whatever.
You're not hip. So, I'm hip.
Yeah, the only reason I went there is because it was last call.
Okay.
And it was across the street from our hotel.
Okay.
So I went in. We go in there. We arrive. We got to wait to be seated. So I went to the bathroom. And when I came out, security was asking Sonny to leave.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Yeah, and I asked. I said, I don't know how you just got kicked out of a restaurant. Like, basically. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then it was a big brouhaha with security and everything after the fact.
Oh, no. So what happened?
It was really, it wasn't his fault, actually.
Right.
It's never Sonny's fault.
It wasn't my fault. We had a few.
You let Sonny tell it, it's never his fault.
Yeah. No, of course not. But then last night I see Sonny on Twitter saying about, I just got out. Hashtag incarcerated.
Sonny got pinched?
Yeah.
What happened to Sonny? Oh, God. Why was Sonny in the slam?
And it's crazy because I told Sonny after we got kicked out of this Earl's place, I said, bro, you got to chill out, man. We just got kicked out of a restaurant.
We
got
to get Sonny to call in. We need Sonny to call in because I got to find out why Sonny was in the slam.
No, all right. So he's gonna call in, actually. But the thing is, Sonny, though, last night, I asked him, and I said, what happened to you? He goes, I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Uh-oh.
I said, you're the one tweeting about it.
Yeah.
He goes, I was told by my lawyer not to talk about it.
Oh, Sonny had the lawyer up?
What
the hell is going on?
He was held for 14 hours.
I've been in a slam for 14 hours before. I didn't have the lawyer up,
Let's go to the phone lines. Is Bob ready? Do we have Bob? Do we line this stuff up? All right. Bob, Let me ask you, Bob.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Have you ever been arrested before, Bob? Have you ever been in a jail cell?
Nope. I'm good. A good person.
He's a good
person. I try to be.
You've never...
Don't ask my ex-wife about that either.
Never. What's the most trouble? What, speeding ticket? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I had those. I had a heavy foot a few times, yes. I do have a heavy foot.
You've had a heavy
foot. And I drive.
Is that the only thing that's heavy, Bob?
What do you guys like on your pizza? What kind of pizza you like? Plain?
Pepperoni. Pepperoni and mushrooms.
I just want pepperoni. I don't need the mushrooms. Michelle gets eat fancy.
Corey likes magic mushrooms. You have any special mushrooms?
Oh, I like those too. I like magic mushrooms.
I had a feeling.
Wow.
I had a feeling you did, Bob.
Wow. Bob's rocking up in Vermont.
I smoke Kush too, there, Corey.
Look at that. Look at Bob. It helped Bob cataracts.
Life will never be the same if we smoke a blunt with Bob from Vermont.
Oh, can you imagine that, son?
Gabe, what you want on your pizza, Gabe? What you want on your pizza?
I don't mind, Bob. I like all types of pizza, but I'm like Michelle. Pepperoni's good.
Okay, get the people downstairs what they like too. Get there so we know what to get.
Right, I would get like half plain and half pepperoni.
I'd bring in like one plain, just
no mushrooms.
Extra cheese.
Who likes mushrooms on their pizza?
I think I'm the only one that likes mushrooms here.
Well, I get you two slices. Alone, okay?
Right, I'll have a plain one and a pepperoni one. Thank you, Bob.
That's very nice.
I'm still blown away that Bob just said, I smoke chronic too, Corey.
You saw that, right? Bob don't play. Yeah, Bob like...
No, I smoke Kush. It's called Kush, right, Corey?
Yeah, Bob got the Kush. He OG Kush for OG Bob.
No, I share it with my friend. He gets it for, medical reasons.
For medical reasons. Same for me.
Same with me and Corey.
Yeah, medical reasons.
Otherwise, I kill people.
I got a little twitch with my hand. Yeah. My hand get to shaking like
Corey,
that.
I'm sorry the Saints are going to be Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to put up a fight. I'm not going to make a prediction on the final score.
And then they're going to kick the Eagles' butt again.
That part is true.
Yes, I do not like the Eagles.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are like fungus.
They're a fungus. They're a fungus on the NFL.
Yes, they are. Especially when they treated Michael Irvin like the way they
treated
him.
That was horrible how they did Michael Irvin, Bob.
You know, Bob, they booed Santa Claus.
I cried.
You should have cried.
I actually cried for Michael Irvin. I get emotional.
Bob, it's because of the lack of sex, Bob. And that's why you're crying. That's why you're so emotional because of the lack of sexual activity, Bob. If you was to have more sex, Bob, you wouldn't be as emotional.
Yes, Bob.
When Michelle wouldn't have sex for 8 months, she would come in here and cry every day when the show was over. And I'm like, Michelle, why are you crying? She was like, I don't know, I'm emotional. And I'm like, because you're not having sex. Now she got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, but now
less crying.
She has a boyfriend now.
I haven't seen her cry once.
Is he treating you nice, Michelle?
Yes, he is. He's a good guy, Bob. Okay.
Corey wants me to have sex before the end of the year, right, Corey?
Yes, I do want you to have sex before the end of the year.
So we're all going to go out to Hoops after the show on Friday, December 7th.
I've given Bob a challenge. He has to have sexual intercourse before 2018 comes
to an end.
Be his
wingman. Take him out. Take him out in Harlem.
Help him, Corey.
Well, I got to catch the bus back. How am I going to get home? I have to catch the bus back.
I don't think it's going to enable you from catching the bus back. If it does, I don't want it either.
No.
Oh.
It leaves at 5 o'clock. Leaves at 5.
Well, Bob, you can do this on your own too, right, Bob? You can make this happen on your own, right, Bob? They got places up in Rhode Island.
My car's better shape now.
Yeah, you got a car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sports betting's legal in Rhode Island now too, Bob.
I know. I heard that. That's pretty close to us. I wish Massachusetts does it.
Yeah, but how?
Massachusetts is coming.
Massachusetts is coming, actually. Yeah, Massachusetts. How far is Rhode Island from Vermont? Like 4 hours?
2019.
If I drive down, it takes me 3 hours.
You got a heavy foot. All right, Bob. Good stuff, Bob. We look forward to meeting you. And don't worry, we'll figure out the pizza.
See you guys. Yes, me and my brother want to buy you guys. New York pizza is the best, remember that.
I bring some kush, too.
Yes.
No, you supply that.
Can you bring crushed pepper?
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, crushed pepper, please. Crushed pepper. I like that.
You like the crushed pepper.
Yeah. Oh, do they sell that on the side or something?
Yeah.
Give it to you?
Yeah.
All right, I like crushed pepper. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Corey, can I call your show too?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Come on. you finished the balls of the week, right?
Yeah, I gave out game balls yesterday.
What is he hosting?
Yeah, so you don't take any calls that day.
No, yeah, Bob, we'll see how the day shakes out, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Bob. We'll see you, Bob. Shake it out. See what happens.
I will shake it out,
Bob. See
you,
Bob.
You shake it out,
all
too,
right,
Bob.
All right, Bob. All right. We have Sonny Vega or Sooner Lisa here?
Ladies.
All right. We'll do this. We're going to a break in a minute or two here. We'll line up. We'll get Sonny Vega. I thought we had Sooner Lisa ready to go. We'll see if Sonny Vega will disclose what happened and why he's being maliciously persecuted by the authorities. It's a witch hunt.
They're out to get Sonny. That's all that is, Gabe.
Yeah, I imagine.
I can see cats not liking Sonny's style.
Who, a cop?
Yeah.
Why? Sonny's so nice.
Yeah, but Sonny be drunk.
He's pretty mouthy.
Me. Yeah, he's drunk. Probably, like you say, Gabe, he's mouthy.
And I got to be honest, too. And I love you, Sonny, but you had the worst comeback I've ever heard in my life the other night outside the club. Not even the club, the restaurant. So these security guys, it's in a mall. So it's like mall security, Corey.
Yeah.
Except they're kind of jacked and like.
Oh, they work out a little bit.
So, and they're all decked out like mall security with the Billy Club and everything.
Oh, they had the whole joint.
Yeah, so they're ready to go. And they're basically telling Sonny, they're like, all right, just leave the parking lot type thing. Sonny's sort of lingering around, and the guy says to Sonny, he goes, come on, bro. He goes, come on, bro. Just go.
And what does Sonny do?
Sonny turns around. He goes, if you call me, why you call me your brother? He goes, if you call me brother, I'll call you sister.
That was not a good comeback.
And the guy's like, come on, bro. And he goes, come on, sister. And I was thinking, like, I was like, Sonny, it's not a good, like, comeback.
No, son.
You call me bro, I'll call you sister. Yes. I can even see the security guys, like, they almost chuckled at each other. They were like,
this guy's crazy.
Like, what kind of smack talk is this guy like? You know what I mean? Like, not F you, I'm coming back, I'll get you, you don't know who I am. Like,
hey,
not
we got to work on Sonny trash talk, if that's the case. Because Sonny's a poor trash talker.
Yeah, we got to get this, Sonny. Call in, Sonny. Sonny was about to, I thought he was on hold here, so we're going to break him in.
Sonny can't be inebriated, so the number, he got to look for the number. 8-4, oh my God.
Good point. Like, you know, he's probably trying to call right now.
Yeah, exactly, but he don't know what the number is.
844-843-6879.
There you go, Michelle. Sonny, call in now.
Yeah, I'll call you sister was the best, the best. We got to raise, Corey can help raise your smack talk game.
I heard Creed 2 was off the hook.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to see it.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom.
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
That morning after. It looks like we might have a morning after situation or two here. Bob, don't play around, man. We learned more
about
Bob.
He's a savage. I like it.
And we learned that Bob likes to smoke the kush today, he said.
Yeah.
Did I like magic mushrooms?
I knew about him every day. But I want him to live up to Corey's challenge. Like, I want him to have intercourse before the end of this year.
Yeah.
And I'll do anything I can to help him, too.
No, you ain't going to do anything.
Are you going to do anything? Are you going to do anything to help him?
You're not going to do anything you can.
I'm a taken woman now.
Because there's something you can do.
I'm a taken woman now.
I like to have intercourse over here.
But I have a lot of girlfriends, so.
Wow.
They ain't going to do it either.
Nah, I know. It's like.
It's hot Steph. True. Is not. Post-op
well, she,
Steph
yeah,
is not
no.
hooking up
and
with
she's
Bob.
She's with a boyfriend now, too. Yeah. So, yeah. I'll find one of my.
You know, I swear I've never seen a host go the extra length like this. You're willing to help people like alleviate their sexual
that's what's up.
Anxiety.
Michelle's a friend. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to give credit to Bob, man. Bob, it's taken Bob about 2.2 seconds to move in on Sue and Lisa in Oklahoma. Once he discovered she was a girl, and it's like, oh, and he's like, where are you in Oklahoma? Are you married? And he finds out she's not married. And Bob said, maybe I can come down to Oklahoma and visit you. I like Bob's game.
I like
it. Let's
too.
Bring in Sooner Lisa here right now. Oh. And Sunny Vega's on deck. Sooner Lisa in Oklahoma. What's up, Lisa?
What's going on, Abe?
Good stuff, Lisa. It's good to, it's your first call on this show. We've spoken before over the years, but it's your first call on this show. So we appreciate it. We appreciate your support and tuning in this morning. How you doing, Lisa?
Doing well. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm at work in my office most of the time, but I listen every morning. I love you guys.
Right, we appreciate
that. Thank you.
Yeah, I love having a girl call
in. Can I just say, hey? Yeah, I just want to say, what up, Bob? A little shout out to Bob there.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Lisa?
You gave Bob a shout out.
I gave Bob a shout out, yeah.
All right, so we're talking college football here, Lisa. So what's your take? It's a revenge game. Could be pretty sweet, right? But I see they're 8-point favorites right now. And listen, Texas, hang around. Spread's a little high, isn't it? What's your prediction for the game?
So I have huge beef right now. I don't know what you know about when I refer to the horns down sign. Do you know what I'm talking about? The longhorn sign, everybody flips it upside down, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so explain to us, because we know about the Tom Herman stuff. So explain to us, though, with the upside down stuff.
Yep. Right, so the longhorn sign, they hold up the hand symbol of the horns, the longhorns. And everybody else who plays Texas flips it upside down with their hand.
Mean.
I mean, it's been done since I was born. That's what everybody does.
No doubt.
So when they were playing West Virginia, Sills, one of the receivers, caught a ball in the end zone, did the horns down sign, and got a 15-yard penalty.
That's not right.
So, right. I just saw you do that. I know I'm delayed. So, the Big 12, Tom Herman whined and cried how disrespectful it was to his team. He goes to the Big 12. The Big 12 comes back and says, if any Sooners player does the horns down sign during the game, they will be penalized 15 yards.
That's crazy. That's not right. So then you can't put the horns up sign. So then don't allow the horns up sign.
You can't. So there's
Tom Herman is a bitch. I don't know if I can say that.
You sound like Zach Smith.
Zach Smith, yeah, Zach, me and Zach are on the same page with that. I mean, come on, this is a guy who kisses his players in the tunnel before they go out on the field, and now he wants to whine and cry about horns down sign, and now he's hired the Texas coach that just got fired because Les Miles is going there to give him pointers on how to beat the Sooners for a second time. You're a bitch, Tom Herman.
Oh, wow. Lisa,
I like it.
Sooner Lisa bringing it today. The problem.
She don't like Texas.
No, you know, I get that you don't like Texas and Tom Herman, much like Zach Smith. But this is going to be a goodie right here. The thing about it is, listen, Oklahoma, they lost to Texas.
Revenge.
No, I was there. I know they lost to Texas. I was there. The thing is in their fight song, they actually say, oh, you sucks.
Yeah, they
see,
do.
Now, when they play that fight song, that is disrespectful to the Sooners. Are they going to get a 15-yard penalty? I doubt it.
So what's your prediction for the game, Lisa?
The way we've been fighting everybody tooth and nail, it's going to be a close game, but I do think we're going to get a revenge.
I think it'll be like 50-40 or something crazy. It's going to be a high-scoring, crazy game.
I hate to say I think Texas pulls it out again.
Well, Corey, I'm going to block you.
Don't block me, baby. Don't block me.
I thought you were going to call him a bitch. No.
I'm rooting for the Sooners, Boomer Sooner, you know what I'm saying? But how you feel about Baker Mayfield?
She loves him.
I love Baker Mayfield, obviously. I'm a Steelers fan, so I hate that he went to the Cleveland Browns. But all these Sooner fans that are still hanging on, Baker just drives me nuts. I love him, but he's gone. You know, leave Baker alone now.
We're going to bring Cam on tomorrow.
Hope he does very well. Yeah,
but Gabe, you know, Gabe don't like Baker Mayfield. You heard Gabe was ripping Baker Mayfield yesterday for no reason.
Yeah, he was, Lisa, and me and Corey were defending him.
You guys trying to get me in trouble with Lisa?
You a bitch.
I like Cam Stewart. They asked Cam Stewart, what do you Baker Mayfield?
Oh.
You know what he told me?
What?
He goes, he's got to take that stupid effing bandana off his head.
Wow.
We're going to bring Cam on tomorrow, and Cam's going to go on a rant about that bandana.
Let's do
and
it.
Why it's wrong.
All right.
It's wrong. Thanks, Lisa. God bless you.
All right. You guys have a great day. Boomer Sooner.
Lisa. Boomer Sooner.
Lisa in Oklahoma. We go from Oklahoma to Sunny Vega in Paradise Land.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know where Sunny.
Sonny, you calling from Central Booking?
What up, Sunny Vega?
Good morning, good morning. And you know, there's two sides to a pancake, and there's two sides to a story. Gabe, you didn't tell that story proper from Saturday night, my man.
I thought it was pretty accurate. We walked in, I went to the house, and we came out. And so did you not tell the guy, don't call me a brother, or I'll call you a sister?
No, I said, I'm not your brother. Don't call me brother before I call up your sister.
Oh, I like that. Is better smack talk. That is better smack talk. I like that. Good job, Sonny.
Before it does, it's too long and complicated. It's
but
not.
But how did you hear that, Gabe? You and Taylor Stevens were two streets across from the incident.
Oh, y'all left y'all boy when he got into some beef and y'all rolled out on him, Gabe?
I just walked right out of the restaurant.
Gabe said, yeah, I'm out. Well, I got to be back to Manhattan.
I didn't expect it to become confrontational in a family restaurant, you know?
How did you not think it was going to be confrontational? What Gabe left out, my man Gabe walking up to the bar, drinking a beer with a beer in his back pocket.
That's my man. That's my kind of guy, Gabe.
I didn't go in with the place. But anyways, you're just distracting.
No,
you're distracting.
Right in front.
Yeah, that's true. You are. Yeah, that's a good point. You were distracting from the case. Listen, I wasn't the one that got arrested two nights ago. So what happened, Sonny? I know, like, you can't go into full detail here, but what's going on here? And also,
wait, I just want to.
You
get
can't
back.
Go
I
on Twitter. You can't go on Twitter and said, "Oh, I just got out of jail," and then tell people after I can't talk about it. You just went on Twitter,
well, Gabe, you want to ask me in a public chat what happened? Come on, man. You're on the air so much. You think the public chat is private?
We live in a public forum. Well, did you think that you were on some private Twitterverse when you were hashtagging incarcerated?
I mean, I could put out some of the details. I'm not going to get into specifics on a public chat. With
no, I don't. I don't need.
So
we don't need. We don't need like total specifics, but
I was driving with something that was my friend's and wasn't mine.
I didn't know you had that in here.
You know, it's interesting because I'm sure they'd never heard that before. It's not mine.
It's not mine. My buddy left it in his glove compartment.
Going back to Saturday night, though, I don't know how Gabe and Taylor heard what was said. There were two streets across. I was the only one trying to hold it down and defend everything. Hanging out with these two divas, Gabe and Taylor, jeez. Autographs,
Gabe.
Pictures, who knows what.
They're two blocks away. We're about 15 feet away.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, listen, I'm not. You can deflect and try to blame it on me all you want, Sonny, but you're a troublemaker.
Come on, man.
You're a troublemaker, but if you need a good attorney, we'll hook you up. We'll send you in the right direction.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the attorneys from that show.
Hey,
I'll help you, Sonny. I'm a good attorney.
Stay out of trouble, Sonny, if you can, all right? Good to hear from you, though.
Michelle, that 20 was a souvenir. I'm heartbroken. It was for keepsake.
Oh,
I'm heartbroken.
All right. I won't change it in.
Oh, yeah. For the record, it's $14.99 now.
Oh, yeah.
Larry in chat says it's $14.99. That's what you're going to get for it.
Okay. If I knew you were going to cash it in, I would have got some more pictures with you.
That's excellent. That's excellent right there. That's a brilliant comeback.
I won't cash it in, but you can get more pictures with me. How about that?
All right.
Next time you come. Yes.
I'll be down soon.
I wonder about you sometimes, Sonny.
I worry about me too. Love you guys. Thank you guys.
All right, but you, Sonny, holler at you, big dog. Hey, keep your head up. Free Sonny.
He's driving with something that wasn't his, of course.
No, of course not. Yeah. I believe Sonny.
All right, Michelle. Serpico, what do we got here, Michelle?
After Duke's first loss of the season last weekend, Coach K is asking fans to dial back the hype surrounding the Blue Devils' start to the season and appreciate the growing pains
for
a raw group of freshmen. Coach K said he's mainly referring to
notice for a Tar Heel fan, Corey really seems to love and like talk very positively about this Duke team.
I like great athletes. I like great teams.
You like
I
like. Big
so
boy?
You should like Rohan Barrett more.
No. I like
RJ
great
Barrett.
Athletes. I like.
Keep calling Rohan. That's
I like
his father.
Generational ball players like Zion Williamson.
Yes.
I like teams that draw the public attention. I'll be rooting like hell against the Duke Blue Devils. You know, when they play the North Carolina Tar Heels, when they play other schools in the ACC, when we get to the ACC.
Duke should win a national title.
They should.
There's no guarantee. Gonzaga right there. We saw Gonzaga beat them already.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'll say about them. They're very good to watch because they have all those great athletes on the team. I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination. And the hype around this team is real, and the hype around Zion is real. The Barrett kid, it's a lot of cats in the NBA that got Barrett's game. It's only one player in the league that got Zion's game. And that's LeBron James.
Well, Barrett's actually more well-rounded than Zion is, bro.
Like, all right, Gabe, you keep saying that. It's cats in the league that do what Barrett do. Like, Barrett is like a Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard-type cat, except he's a nut. Barrett has missed 50 more shots than Zion has taken.
Yeah, but Zion Williamson, all of his shots are dunks.
Because he don't have to do anything else.
I mean, you can't do that in the NBA. It won't translate.
You can't stop him from getting to the basket.
Dude, but I'm not just saying this out of me. Barrett is the number one pick.
Nah, it's Zion, Gabe. Zion do more.
Barrett, no, because he's
Zion do more at the box office than Barrett will.
Dude, Zion dunks. It's like DeAndre Ayton dunks. You know what I mean? And what happened to DeAndre Ayton last night? He got his ankle broken.
Who does the average fan know? Zion.
Yeah, but it's
when you bring your number one draft pick to the podium and you say Zion Williams, you sell season tickets. You say RJ Barrett, it's like, who's that?
Big boy Zion.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Tickets.
You know what Buddy Ryan once stated when they asked him? They said, you know, the fans want you to go for it. He said, you start listening to the fans, next thing you know, you'll be sitting next to the fans.
That's true, too. It happens. But the ownership is...
Zion Williamson's a great player, but
NBA
this...
The owner is not going to turn down that
this
player.
Stuff that, Barrett blows and Williamson's
I didn't say Barrett.
Guy.
I didn't say Barrett
and
blows.
The field goal
I
percentage.
Said that Barrett is a lot of cats
Barrett's
in the league.
A better all-around player.
There's a lot of cats in the league that do what Barrett do.
He's a better all-around player.
I disagree with you on that.
And he'll be drafted higher than Zion Williamson.
That's not going to happen.
He'll be their number one pick in the draft.
It's going to be Zion.
No, just because ESPN sells highlights of him dunking doesn't mean that he's the best player.
All right.
What's the most important thing you can do today? How about swab to save a life? Every 3 minutes in the United States, a person is diagnosed with a blood cancer like leukemia. Bone marrow transplants give patients a new lease on life, but 70% of them must rely on a stranger for one. You can help. Register with DKMS to become a donor. You'll receive a swab kit in the mail, swab your cheeks, send the samples back, and you're good to go. Take the first step. Become a hero. Register today at DKMS.org.
Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Guillermo Morenci. On this day in 1983, Michael Jordan graced the cover of Sports Illustrated for the first time.
How about that?
For the first time.
The great Michael Jordan, the second greatest Michael basketball Jordan, player of all time.
Arm in arm with Sam Perkins. And Sam Perkins on the cover, too.
Tall heel.
Yeah, Sam Perkins. Great. Sam Perkins was on that. Funny they played because he played against the Bulls. He was on that Seattle Supersonic team that lost in the finals.
That's right.
That was a damn good team, man.
One of the best teams to never win the NBA championship.
They were good. Hersey Hawkins.
A lot of teams from
Hersey
that era.
Hawkins, Sam Perkins, Detlef Schrempf.
Oh, Detlef Schrempf.
Gary Payton.
The Glove.
And Sean Kemp. That was a badass five, bro.
They nearly
beat them. They came close. They couldn't get over the hump.
No, well, nobody Austin could get six. Over the hump. But it's a lot of teams from that era that were very good teams. They never won a championship because you couldn't beat the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls. So that era has great teams that will never be recognized because of what Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls and
that's what
and
some
that
people
chump Phil Jackson
some,
and that chump Phil Jackson
some, yeah.
Portland.
And what's that, Bovana?
The 93 Phoenix Suns, they had one of the best records in the NBA, and they lost to the Bulls in the finals. And the Knicks had a couple of teams that also should have won, but...
Yeah, the Knicks wouldn't have won. You know, there's a wall in front of the Knicks that... You know,
I believe in that. I believe at that time, the Knicks, they could have got past Jordan a couple of those years. They would have won an NBA championship.
They might have. They, you know...
93, they should have won.
They might have. So 50 covers, man. 50 freaking SI covers on this day. It was the first time. And Sports Illustrated, their Twitter account, actually has all 50.
That's cool.
Yeah, this if you want to sort of go through the chronological order.
Of Michael Jordan becoming the second greatest basketball player ever.
Yeah. How many covers does LeBron have?
I don't know.
That's the question. Well, that's greatness.
He was on
true
it.
Greatness.
As a teenager, LeBron was on the cover.
The thing is, now being on Sports Illustrated cover is not the same. You know, Sports Illustrated used to mean more. Now it's digital. I mean, do they even print the magazine anymore?
I think the magazine doesn't come out weekly no more. I think the magazine might come out twice a month. The subscriptions are going
down
a lot. Yep.
Yeah, like it's just why? Why bother? I mean, everything's going to be digital. I see Sweden actually is pretty much cashless now. They've wiped out paper money completely, which pretty much is the future. Like, newspapers won't exist in, I don't know, like another 5 years or so. Like, it's on its way. Bones is on his way as well. So is Joe Lisi.